The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Time for Am I Wrong? And Julie joins us. Good morning, Julie. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, I guess I need to know if I'm wrong. I don't think I am, but okay. My husband, Dave, is a wonderful guy, but when I tell you he is on the phone all of the time for football, I mean, I'm not lying. It's constant.
He's on the phone for football?
I get yelled all the time for this.
Yeah.
What do you mean, like he's like on his cell phone?
Yeah, like not just sitting in front of the TV, like he's betting on football. So I don't know if he's like the coordinator, whatever he's doing, but people call him all of the time. And I'm like, okay, Dave, like sometimes we just need to tend to ourselves. We're out on a date. We're just constant. It's everywhere.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm sorry. People are calling him?
Yes, people are calling him.
Why are they calling him?
I don't know if he heads up. I mean, I've tried to understand. I'm not a huge football fan.
Right.
But, you know, I don't know if he heads up this group. I'm okay with, like, putting bets on it, you know, once a week, him and all of his friends. But people are calling him. He's negotiating money with them. He lets them know if they win or not. But it's constant.
Wait a minute. Your husband's a bookie?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess, but it's bad. It's gotten bad, you guys. And I just really need him to at least put it down, if not give me more than, you know, maybe 2 hours out of the week. He's checking it like it's his job.
Okay, wait a minute. Julie.
Honestly frustrating.
All right, Julie, let me make sure I understand this. Your husband's a bookie, but you're okay with that. You just don't want him to be on the phone on the weekend when you're on your dates.
Well, yeah, I sound horrible. Like, but
I don't care if you're gambling illegally. Just don't let it cut into our me time.
I mean, in a way, he's making money off of it, probably.
Yeah, I mean, the bookie always makes money.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
All right, you said your husband's name is Dave?
Yes.
All right.
I mean, he's probably going to answer the phone if we call him because he probably thinks it's one of his...
Probably does.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's call him and find out. Let's call him and find out. Here we go.
Hello?
Dave.
Yeah.
Hey, what's the over-under on the Baltimore Jags game?
Who's this?
Oh, Dave. Dave, my name's Mark Kay, and I'm here with my buddy Justin.
I'm taking the under.
We're from good, smart move. We're from 95.1 WAPE. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. We got your number from your wife, Julie. She's a lovely person. She's actually with us. Say hi, Julie.
Hey, baby.
Hi. What is this?
Well, listen, Julie was concerned because she says you spend a lot of time on the phone over the weekends talking about football and money and scores and
being a bookie.
Points spread, yeah. And she didn't.
Oh, my God.
And she wants you to spend more time, I think, with her and maybe not gamble illegally on football.
Well, man, this is not really something I feel like discussing on the radio.
Yeah, no, I imagine it's not.
Yeah.
I'm not doing anything that like pretty much everybody else doesn't do, but like still, babe,
wouldn't you just talk to me about this? Like you do. I mean, you guys, I get the Sundays are for football, but like it's in church, it's in the morning.
I'm sorry. You're taking, I'm sorry. In church, you're taking bets in church.
I mean, sometimes. Well,
you can't control when
really
they come
late
in.
Sometimes.
Yeah, those are like, okay, I see what you're saying.
No, I get it.
All right, so Dave, I just want to make sure we're clear. You're the guy that takes the bets and makes the payouts. You're not just like calling somebody in bet or playing FanDuel or something like that.
I'm an accountant, like, so I'm just kind of the person like that my friends kind of trust handling numbers.
I don't trust my account at all, by the way.
Well, you probably should get a new account.
You can get him.
Now that I'm understanding a little more, I don't like more of it now.
Oh, okay, great.
Okay, good. Now I hate all of it. 340-9595. WAP, good morning. Hi, Kara, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, but how are you?
Great. From the West Side, what did you want to say about this couple arguing about his interesting football stuff going on?
Well, I mean, I understand the wife's point of view where she wants her husband, you know, but I also understand he's making money. But, I mean, I don't agree with it because it's illegal. But at the same time, I just feel like that he should definitely make some time for his wife and not put that issue over his marriage.
I mean, I get it, but I wonder how much, like, she's benefiting from it, too. You know what I mean? Like, how much money he's making and then spending it on her, right?
Like a nice Louis Vuitton and stuff like that?
Yeah.
I definitely agree with that, but, you know, you don't want to throw your marriage away over
football,
gambling and betting and,
right.
You know, it's definitely not worth throwing your marriage away.
I find the problem, maybe the best thing to do is maybe get her into the family business. Then they can enjoy, you know, she could help out, she could take some bets on the side, they could expand.
Yeah.
Make her feel a part of it. That
yeah.
Make her feel included. That might help.
That's right. Hey, thanks for calling. Robertson.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, we're good, man. What did you want to say?
Nah, man, you know, it could be worse. He could be doing other things. Like, I constantly play FanDuel, fantasy football. I'm in a couple leagues. My fiance hates it.
Yeah.
But, you know.
I'll be honest. I've been on it the whole time we've been talking about
yeah,
this.
Yeah,
so.
That's all Justin does from 6 to 10 on Fridays.
You know, and you know, she hates it, but she understands that, hey, it's just a it's a hobby.
Here's the thing. They'll hate it until you win the money, because then you have a bunch of money.
Well, also, yeah. Robertson, it's a little different because with fantasy football, you just go on the computer and you click a couple buttons, then you sit back and watch and enjoy. But with what he's doing, he's actually getting calls from people like all the time. I think that's
she's
so annoyed.
I'm in like 3 different leagues. We do big money leagues. I think one of my leagues is $1,200.
Oh, wow. He knows what's up.
You know what I'm trying to say? And she hates that I bet. But like you said, whenever we win and we do good and she got a little bit of money to go shopping, she never complains.
Yeah,
see?
Well, that's true.
See, there it is. So what he needs to do
is
make an
more.
App for his friends and they can all go on the app and then do it that way.
I would just say win more. That's the other thing, too.
Or
hey,
win more.
Hey, thanks so much for calling, man. We appreciate it. WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Rachel.
Hey, Rachel, what do you want to say to this couple?
I wanted to say, why is he doing this on his personal phone? Why doesn't he have, like,
he needs a burner phone.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, he may have a burner. Who knows? But you're right. If it's just friends and stuff, like I knew a guy in college who was, he was like a math major or something, and he was the guy that placed all the bets for all his, it was like his friends and stuff like that. Also, he drove a really nice car. I think that had something to do with it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if he's like doing it for just anybody or if he's just doing it for his friends. And that's a good question too. Do you think he should?
Well, you know, because if there's a second phone, sorry to get back on that, but he could, you know, leave it at home when he's out to dinner with his wife.
Yeah, but then you're missing the action.
I mean, that's,
nobody wants a bookie that doesn't answer the phone. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it, especially like 2 minutes before the game.
Oh, man, I need to,
the last minute. WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
This is Chris.
Hey, Chris, what's up, man?
I was calling to comment on the Am I Wrong piece.
Yeah, what'd you want to say?
I was actually just wondering if I could have his phone number.
See?
Yeah. Yeah, hang on one second. We'll get it to you. Hang on one second. Well, look, Julie, a lot of people are saying, you know, guys gamble on football, and it seems like it's just his friends, and, you know, you should just maybe calm down a little bit. It's only 4 months out of the year.
Right. Well, it kind of overlaps with basketball season. It starts kind of.
Oh,
like
I'm sorry. So it's only.
By the way, I'm going to have to hit you up when basketball season starts. We're going to.
Put this number in your contacts, just FYI.
Okay, I guess I'm floored.
Yeah, so I guess you got overruled.
Yeah.
All right, it's the Big 8 Morning Mess. We'll be right back.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.